Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my name is Doug, and I love movies. Pretty good. You guys are awesome. Coming to you like we do on most Tuesdays from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles at 7 p.m. sharp. Okay, it's a few after. We were close. Get here at 5:30 if you want to stand in line next to Baseball Jordan. It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2 Oceans 13. Let me see your name tags, Los Angeles. Oh, there's a dog with an outfit on named Kevin. That is, I can't even begin to describe it, so I won't. A guy with a Fargo Blu-ray, not Blu-ray. No wonder I can't get my Blu-ray player to work. I keep trying to shove laser discs into it. You have a big tire that says Rubber on it. That's your name, Rubber? Mark, okay, well, someday you guys are gonna figure out what a name tag is. And this concept's really gonna take off. Someone's got a bottle of something that you just wrote your name on? What is that?
London's Pride.
London's Pride. Oh, that sounds delicious. I hope I get to try it. Thanks, you guys, for bringing the name tags. I'm at UNC Charlotte this Thursday. Fuck Yeah Fest in LA on Saturday. And Pennsylvania, the winner of the Leonard Maltin game at the stand-up show at the Arts Quest in Bethlehem, gets a guest seat at Douglas Movies the next day at Helium in Philly at 4:20. A new Dining with Doug and Karen is available for your ear holes now. We recorded it at Cinefamily last night after an interruption of Now You See Me, and the director of that film was in the audience. Yeah, and then chatted with us and tried some of the food, and it's a crazy crossover event. So listen to my mini episode where Paul Tompkins and Rory Scovel and Brendan Walsh, the three of us are just four of us, I did too. We were just gleefully like railing on Dave Franco and how, like somebody said, I didn't see that movie because I saw the billboard. It was harsh, and the director was there the whole time, but we didn't know it. We didn't know it. So when you're listening to it, you can be like, oh shit, the director's right there. That's intense. And he loomed over the Dining with Doug and Karen podcast because we knew he was there pretty early on, and he didn't come over and talk to us for a while. So I was I was very nervous. And don't forget to check out Greatest Movie Ever Rolled on demand and iTunes and other places like that now. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Lee Daniels' The Butler. And the number two movie is We're the Millers. But who cares? Because Friday, we are all seeing The World's End. Please welcome Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, and my new best friend, Nick Frost.
Good evening. Hey, everyone.
Hey, hello. Fellas.
I didn't mean to kill people on the way in. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's one thing I always forget to tell people is it's the curtain, not the door. Oh. Which is, you know, a pretty good life lesson, I think. You should always go for the curtain instead of the door. It's always less resistance. But thank you, guys.
I don't know what that means, but it's really clever.
Thank you very much. That's Simon Pegg, everybody.
Hello.
And just tried so hard to be clever again. We were so impressed with the last one. I should just introduce all three of you. I don't have a thing I want to say to just Simon right now. So let's hear it for also Nick Frost and Edgar Wright.
Thank you.
The trio of the Cornetto trilogy here at my show. I cannot tell you how excited I am.
It's nice to be here. Nice to be friends reunited.
Yeah, you've been gone making this fucking movie. But I'd rather have the movie than you here for the last year, because that's how much I love this movie and that I know the guy who made it.
I can't be on every week like Sam Levine.
We need you here to take him down. That's my question.
I'm not sure that's possible.
That's my question for you guys. Are you all just going to bolt town again in a few days after the movie opens on Friday? Or
yes.
Yes.
Nobody's sticking around.
We are getting the fuck out of here quickly.
Because we have a new tradition on the show that the winner of the Leonard Maltin game is invited back the very next week to defend their title, Jeopardy style.
I know. I enjoyed hearing Werner Herzog.
Tore it up. I think he finally just, tanked on purpose so that he could go make that thing about texting while driving. Yes. Which everybody is sending me the link to that, like I'm friends with Werner Herzog, or I'm interested in his every move. But I actually am a little bit. But, so nobody can come back next week.
No.
Okay. What are you doing? You live here.
I've got to go. I've also got to go, but I will be back eventually.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to London.
All right.
Briefly.
You're going back to London?
Yeah.
It's so that I don't get the like UK box office.
I got it.
Very nice, polite of you, though.
Well, as best friends now, I felt that I needed to.
Yeah, you're my new best friend. Yeah. Edgar said that we were going to be best friends, and so you know.
There's a lot of pressure on that, though.
I think it's easy. We're never going to see each other.
All right.
You don't follow me on Twitter.
Wait a minute. What the fuck? What?
What?
Well,
is this an open relationship? It's ridiculous. I don't know.
You're an ongoing close friend, Simon. I'm just saying that Edgar dubbed us best friends.
Okay.
At Comic-Con. And then we proceeded to not really talk to each other very much.
Oh, I mean, I said Nick and Doug would be best friends. I said, I introduced you to Nick saying, this is your new best friend.
That's what I just said.
Right, I'm just sorry. Terrible.
I was briefly away.
Thinking about your travel schedule.
I was thinking about texting and driving.
How crazy it is. But is it in the UK, is the movie killing it? Is it making a ton of money?
Yeah, it's done pretty good. We opened against Heatwave, which is not the greatest thing in the world.
What's Heatwave?
Werner Herzog Heatwave.
It
was the hottest summer that we've ever had in Britain.
Oh, there was a heatwave happening. I thought there was another motion picture called Heatwave that I wasn't familiar with.
Although I'd go to see that if I'm against this, definitely. It's the sequel to Heat.
What happens in it?
People wave. There's a wave.
Balcony.
Maybe a heist during a tsunami. Hello.
I hope De Niro and Pacino have one scene together again, because that's pretty riveting to wait for an entire movie.
It's in a tanning salon.
No, we opened up against the hottest weekend ever in the United Kingdom, and as a response, the opening wasn't quite as massive as we hoped, but they came in eventually. It was one of those things where people lit the whole of cinema suffered that weekend, even Monsters Inc. It was
University.
Monsters U. Sorry.
Please.
Monsters Sign University. It. Sorry. Oh,
get
God.
It together.
No, Monsters Inc. has been in the UK top 10 for 12 years.
We've only just got it.
I know. It's amazing what
we just figured it out.
The highest grossing film of all time
I'll
in
tell
the
what
UK.
I'm excited
is
about.
Inc.
Grease is still number one.
Yeah.
Grease.
We're just about to get Grease 2 next week. Is it any good?
Fingers crossed. You never know. You never know.
Well, you're gonna think Michelle Pfeiffer looks great.
Yes.
Because she's aged a little, but you guys brought so much sweat. The winner of the prize bag tonight is gonna get so much awesome World's End stuff. Like, first of all, that post that mounted already poster. It's not rolled up. It's a mounted poster that all of you guys have signed.
That's worth almost $12.
Yeah. If you've come on a bicycle, you're fucked.
You know, that's... Somebody probably did. That'll be our winner tonight. You guys also brought the Hot Fuzz 3-disc Collector's Edition.
Oh, yeah. Over 5 hours of bonus features.
And Sean Dead regular style.
Yeah, an hour of bonus features.
I just called it Sean Dead. You know, I don't have time for all those smaller words. And what's this? What are all these shirts, Edgar? Tell me about these shirts.
Well, in the movie, it's a little bit of a spoiler, so maybe don't look at the t-shirts until you've seen it. But like, there's a sort of running gag about Gary King, Simon's character, was in a band at school, and he keeps talking about getting the band back together. And every time somebody mentions something, like an odd sentence, he says, "That's a good name for a band. Write it down." And somebody has already made every band t-shirt from the movie. I'm even wearing one. Like, that. This has been done. This is a British t-shirt that's done maybe like a week after the film came out. So it's incredible how quickly
I can't read
dialogue
this one,
has
though.
Been.
What's this one called?
Old Nutball and the Shifty Twins.
That would be a great band. They'd only have the one hit.
That's this one. This
Bermuda
one,
Rhombus and the Aquanazis.
Bermuda Rhombus and the Aquanazis.
And this one is a kind of a mashup of the Sisters of Mercy t-shirt that I wear in the... in the film, but someone's modified it to have relevance to the film. There it is.
Based on your appearance tonight, you wore your own clothes in that movie, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm a goth.
Yeah, you just lost the
born
lost
and
the
bred,
glasses.
Man and boy.
And then also several shirts in here that list all the pubs that are part of the crawl in the movie.
Yeah, can I also point out that all the shirts are 100% cotton?
Thank you. No one's ever brought that up before, and it's
some people
it's a
have allergies.
Thing.
And
I've got a Douglas Movies T-shirt that I'm going to throw in, and it's pure shit. It's it's 98% hemp and 2% steel. So it's very scratchy.
Is that a mouth? A mouth light?
Glow in the dark.
And these robots in the movie, and that's already giving away too much, in my opinion. But this blue light comes out of them that I'm sure you've seen in the trailers and stuff. Comes out of their mouth, and so everyone here. No, I don't. I'm not Oprah. I don't have enough for everybody, but we have a lot of them. So let's throw them into the audience.
Those mouth lights.
Yeah, yeah.
Incidentally, the mouth lights that we have on the show.
Jordan, I've thrown two right at you.
Oh, is there a bunch?
Don't sue.
Here we go. I'm not going to throw them because I might.
You get a car. You get a car. You get a mouth. You get a mouth. Come on!
This bag is amazing!
Somebody got a canvas bag.
The listeners love it when you throw stuff to the audience. It is the most fun thing to listen to.
They could just hear people getting shit.
Can I just say, as a word of warning, those mouth lights are the number one cause of oral cancer here in the... So look at them, but don't put them in. Never put them in.
Nick is actually wearing something from the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, this cardigan features in the film. And I'm having to point it out a lot at Q&As.
Did you just hop off the plane at LAX with a dream in your cardigan?
Yeah. This is LA, baby. Yeah, that's what we all do.
You're a regular Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I mean, there was 1,000 cardigans made for the film at a cost of $1.2 million. And this is one of three that I have in my private collection.
I love it.
You didn't even fucking look at it.
I knew. I've been looking at you the whole time, best friend. There was... I didn't bring really anything of value because I knew you guys would bring some amazing gifts, but I brought a copy of my most recent CD, but I also brought the bag they give you when they lose your bag at the airport that's like, well, since you don't have any of your shit, you could probably get by with this stuff. And it's like, really? How many people are like, oh, man, I really wanted to polish my shoes tonight. But my bag with my shoe polish didn't come in. So now I gotta fucking hope that they'll give me one and a stupid bag. And there's a bunch of other dumb stuff.
Is that from
there.
United Airlines?
Yeah, like look
Did
at this.
Did they actually give, United Airlines actually give out a CD of Gateway Doug?
Yeah, they should. They should be like, just fucking, they should be a joint in my CD and nothing else. Like look at this, laundry grains in this little thing. I almost ate that one night because I got hungry waiting for my real bags to come because that's got all my food in it. But also, I always like to give away, but I should probably share it with. Can you pass this down to my new best friend? It's Nick would might need to, you know the rules of the game. Yeah, the Leonard Maltin game rules. All of them are there.
This comes in that bag.
I like to give one away to each week because you know then they can look at it, know what it says.
I funnily enough, I got to tell you this because like Leonard Maltin.
Use your microphone, boys.
It's not going to work. But Leonard Maltin's daughter tweeted me today to say that like Leonard had seen the film, and she said he won't use this quote in the actual review, but he said it was batshit crazy. He said batshit crazy and hilarious.
He swears in real life, but he's quite genteel in his reviews.
I'd love it to be the first review to use swearing in his, let's say.
I just worry that...
3.5 stars, batshit crazy.
Based on his review of Scott Pilgrim, I just think that he just cannot handle fast cutting and action.
This one's not quite as
violence.
Fast, though, is it?
No, but it's, you know...
It builds up.
It moves. Simon's a fast talker in this one.
Yeah.
And I dare say, I've said this to you already, but I'll say it again, crawl way up your ass, but... Simon and Edgar in this one, I think, wrote the best characters that Nick and Simon have played in a movie. Like, they're really...
I'm tearing up, listeners.
Right?
Yeah.
Just say, yeah, I did a good job.
Thanks, man. That's really well. It's lovely.
We're British. We can't say that.
We just have to stand and our lips have to quiver
Haven't
slightly.
Have you seen Remains of the Day? We can't show any emotion.
We can't accept a compliment.
Not here, Doug.
All right, Please. You cunts.
That's more like it.
let's go to the pub. We've got 1.5 on this block.
1.5?
I think there's 2 now. I think there's 2 that you could call a pub, maybe.
What counts as
Not
a pub
really.
On this block? Franklin and something?
Yeah. Franklin and Bash. And then on the other corner, we've got Rizzoli and Isles.
2 great theme pubs.
Yeah, we're already running so far behind schedule. Because I wanted to, I'm sorry, schedule. I really wanted to...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Aww.
Try to speak the language. Can't wait for Edgar to say the word corridor. It always comes up.
Corridor.
Yeah. I wanted to try
so
a new...
exotic, isn't it?
Yeah. What?
I said the word corridor is so exotic to you.
What about pavement?
Hallway.
Huh?
No, that would be... The fancier word for pavement would be... concrete?
No, you guys
That's
say
French,
sidewalk.
Right? Sidewalk. That's,
it's very functional. It's a walk. It's a side of the bit you walk on. We say pavement. It's slightly more sort of old. It's like it throws up images of cobbles and cholera.
Which
of
is
cobbles
what your...
and cholera is a good band name. You should write that down.
Yeah, cobbles and cholera. My biopic.
Rated R.
But we should pick name tags. That's an important part of this process. Is everyone holds up odd objects that they claim are name tags.
This motherfucking dog's got to get something. Look at this.
I got to go
that
with
dog
the,
looks like
go with the idol from
should be standing
Indiana.
Outside of a pub. Is the idol from Indiana Jones making the woot monkey noise?
Look at that.
Oh, no, there's a woot monkey back there.
Whoa, look at this. Is that like a fucking particle accelerator? And I'll take this dog.
Simon's going for the dog.
Very nice.
Well, and Nick, if you just go grab it from whoever you want to play for. Sure. Nick.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Who's nearest to me?
There's a guy with a...
Voila.
We got some
Who's nearest to me with food?
Yeah.
With a food-ish product called Whoppers.
Whoppers.
Whoppers. And
we call these Maltesers.
You do?
Yeah.
You have a totally different name for them?
Yeah, it's Maltesers. The whole cobbles and cholera thing. It just sort of... sounds more like old times. It's an exchange of ideas, isn't it? Anyone?
In it.
Maltesers and Whoppers is much like Franklin and Bash. It's a great show. Here we go.
You guys can talk during this part.
This is nice. Very proud, isn't he? He's like the mayor. Or he's been in the Navy.
What is it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Where did you find it?
My mom has it.
Wow. Not anymore. Best side draw?
I totally fucked up. I'm so excited about this show tonight that I screwed up and I didn't say we'll be right back to insert a commercial during the part where you're looking for your name tags. So I'll just say it right now. We'll be right back. And we're back!
Amazing.
So who are you playing for, Edgar?
I'm playing for Quindiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Love it. And also, there's a shithead written on the back, so don't spoil that.
Okay.
Don't say it out
not
loud.
Not a very controversial shithead either.
Well,
no, you'll see.
That's revealing.
Okay.
Simon?
I am playing for Kevin and his majestic dog.
That really looks like it should be standing outside of a pub.
Admiral Puppington.
That might be his name.
Lord High Admiral Puppington.
There's no might about it. That is his goddamn name. Given at birth. Did you write a shithead on the back, dude? Okay, we'll get it from you if Simon loses tonight. But he's a formidable competitor, even though the great Edgar Wright is here. And Nick might have... Don't say it if there's a shithead on the back.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Just walk away.
All right.
whose name is on the front of it?
Whopper. Because these are Whoppers. No, it's...
He put his name on it somewhere, the guy you're playing for.
Is that your name? Okay.
Mojo.
He underlined it with his...
Mojo?
Pen. Mojo.
Mojo.
Brave or Mojo. Right. It's a Simpsons reference. What?
Mojo's Milk Balls.
Mojo's Milk Balls. That's his name.
Yeah, it's...
Thanks, mate.
Really fun. Really took him about... Between thinking of it and making it, it took him less than 3 minutes. But he got picked because he's sitting close.
That's sometimes all you need, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just be close.
Guy was at the end of the line, so he had to sit on the floor got picked. Yeah.
I thought you were going to go for the particle accelerator, to be honest. It was been flashing in the dark and everything.
Yeah, I have a problem with my piles at the moment, so I didn't really want to move.
Fair enough. I'm honest. I'd like to be enough. Honest.
Did you hear how most of us didn't get that?
It wasn't a
piles.
Joke. Oh, hemorrhoids. I'm sorry. once I'm sat, I don't like to move.
You want to play a new game, Edgar?
Let's do it.
We got to do it quickly. So far, this doesn't even have a name yet. I'm just calling it New Game. People, after we play this game on Twitter, submit your title ideas for this game so I don't have to keep calling it New Game. It was suggested by @TheRobertMain, M-A-I-N, on Twitter. I'll name someone who's in movies, and then you guys take turns naming movies that person was in until you can't think of one. You'll get like 3 seconds each time. As soon as you can't think of one, you're out. For the person who lasts the longest. 25 movies this person is in.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I know I would be terrible at this, so don't feel bad if you don't do great. And we'll start with my new best friend, Nick.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. You co-starred with him in the motion picture, Paul. Name any movie that starred or featured or even voiceover acting by Seth Rogen.
I can't say Paul.
You can, you just did.
But bang.
All right, Paul. Simon?
This is the end.
Donnie Darko. There you go, deep cuts.
Yeah, I like the way you play, Edgar.
40-year-old virgin. Yeah, he is.
He's in that.
In the shop.
Yeah, I can confirm that he's in that.
Knocked
works up. Works at the TV store.
Knocked up.
Yeah. He's in that for sure.
The guilt trip. Why, he's in it.
That's like cheating. Not really. Nick?
The Green Hornet.
Mm-hmm. I thought you guys would be good at this. Apologies to put your hands together.
You, me, and Dupree.
Woo! That's a really good pull.
I was going to say...
barely in that, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I was going to say you, me, Dupree. You
well,
fucked
you
me
didn't.
Up. I know. Oh, isn't he a voice in Monsters versus Aliens?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yeah, with that other monster, Reese Witherspoon. I'm sure she's nice. Unless you're a law enforcement officer.
I'm having trouble.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, I'm having trouble right now.
All right. We'll give you a few more seconds.
Don't make it any worse for me.
Seth Rogen. He was like, he was the alien in Paul, so he probably, didn't spend much time with him.
Well, that was it, really. That was the first thing I'd known him in, and I'd never really watched anything after that. I'm quite insular.
You didn't hit it off with him?
Yeah, I liked him very much.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know his catalogue of bat work.
His oeuvre.
I'm not so au fait with his canon.
He's got a cannon?
He has got a cannon.
I'm going to give you a clue. Another animated film that he's voicing.
Just pass. You have a go.
Observe and report.
Oh, lovely.
Very good.
That's lovely.
Kung Fu Panda.
Of course.
Ah, yeah.
All right, back to you, Simon, because my new best friend is out.
The 50-50.
Yes.
Nobody's mentioned Superbad, right?
Nobody has, yeah.
Ah, that's nice. One of our favorites. Superbad, obviously, I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's going to be something I'm going to say straight away because I'm not going to fuck around. Personally, I don't like stalling. It's not something I enjoy. But what I will say is this. He's done a lot of films, and one of my absolute favorites, in all seriousness, I don't want to be a douche or whatever it is you guys say, but he is really, really good in Nick Help.
I'm out.
Can you rub it in and name one more, Edgar?
Staring you in the face, Kung Fu Panda 2.
Ah!
Yeah, it's right there.
I didn't know we could do sequels.
In your face, Simon. Yeah, it's all of his movies.
What did we miss?
We missed Anchorman, Shrek the Third, Spiderwick Chronicles, Horton Hears a Who. He's in Anchorman, yeah. Right. Step Brothers, Pineapple Express, Zach and Mary
Pineapple
Capone,
Express,
Porno,
of course.
Fanboys, Funny People, Take This Waltz, and For a Good Time, Call.
There you go.
25 movies of Seth Rogen, past and hopefully future guests on the show. That was fun, but I guess we should have known Edgar would win that.
Now, I have a question about that game.
I got to have you play that against Sam Levine sometime.
Is that game Seth Rogen every week?
Yeah, it's always going to be Seth Rogen. People will never tire of that.
I think you just call it the... Just call it
especially
the,
if he's here, I'm going to do it.
Just
for
call
sure.
it the Seth Rogen game.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely what I should call it. No, it's going to be just different people that I choose.
Is it,
you know,
was
based
that the
on
inaugural,
whims.
Is that the inaugural
first
game?
Time we've played
well,
the new game.
Well, it should be
called
the Seth Rogen game, then. It should be just called the Seth Rogen game.
All right. I'm sure he's all right with that.
In tribute to Seth, absolutely.
I was going to make it into a contest with the listeners, but...
Seth's a good guy.
Seth Rogen game is a great... It really flows nicely with the Leonard Maltin game, too. Just go right from Seth Rogen to Leonard Maltin.
It will confuse the fuck out of the next person playing it.
But that's... Leonard Maltin, of course, is a little bit more complicated. I'm trying to invent games that are, easier for the guests to pick up on immediately. Like, next week we have a guest coming that I'm loath to try to make him play the Leonard Maltin game, so... We'll probably play...
It's Leonard Maltin.
It's Leonard Maltin.
We'll play... He's played it, and he actually got one right last time, but he is pretty bad at it. Because he doesn't remember all this shit he writes. He doesn't remember what his minions thought. Because he's got a team, you know?
He doesn't remember giving Hot Fuzz 2 stars.
Did he?
Out of how many?
Asshole.
What?
Out of how many?
Four.
17.
Out of 20.
No, out of 4, which means fair, and I've argued with him about that one. We've had some pretty heated blow-ups.
Okay. I still love him.
That's a pass.
I didn't mean to call him a fucking asshole. That's bad. he's a good guy.
He likes the Star Trek.
He gave Gremlins a bad review. That's just why he's in Gremlins.
Did he like Star Trek?
I think so.
Oh, he's all right then.
You know that guy's into darkness. He's super into darkness. All right, Edgar, you get to pick a category, and then since Simon knows what's going on, we'll go to him, and then Nick is going to be completely on board before it's his turn.
What?
At Matt Picasso on Twitter, he's suggested stuff before. I usually don't use the same people, but this one's so good I had to use it. The category is the Cornetto category.
Oh.
And that's movies that have either ice or cream in the title.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Wow. Doesn't narrow it down as much as you'd think. Also celebrating a birthday today, weatherman Al Roker. So yes, the films of Al Roker.
That is the worst, I have to say. That is the worst category.
You are going
to
love it when you hear what movie I picked. I'll tell you later.
Three Brits.
You don't have to pick the category.
Al Roker means nothing to
Here's
three
the
Brits.
Category you're going to
How
pick.
Old is he today?
He's 59, I think.
Oh, lovely. It's nice, isn't it?
You cunt. at Jeff DeCaro.
All I know about Al Roker is that he lost weight and he shat himself at the White House. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and he says, let's see what's going on in your neck of the woods. Which I always like to say to the ladies when I'm making that move.
But that's true. That's true, isn't it? Didn't he shart at the White House? Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah, and he also recently overslept. He missed the whole morning Today Show. And he was like, hey, 48 years, what are you going to do? One time, I overslept.
I like him.
Yeah, it's a good explanation. But Jeff DeCaro on Twitter suggested Roe versus Wade, and that's movies where one or more people are lost at sea.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Why are you consulting with your competitors?
Oh, sorry, yes, sir.
You get to pick.
Pick ice cream, yeah.
I can't do the Al Roker one, so.
I know a lot about him.
I said those are the only things I know about him.
I don't think there's
a film about him.
When you find out what movie he's in, it makes absolute sense.
I don't think he's in the film Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus has sharted. It's in that. White House Brown.
I think we may as well go home after that. Let's go for the ice and cream one, I guess.
Okay.
So this
I'm
is,
glad you're excited I, about it.
He's disappointed.
It's one of those tough ones.
Would you like a movie with ice or cream in the title from 1995 or 1981?
Uh, 1981.
I knew you were fucking going to do that.
Two stars from Leonard. Yeah, so this movie's in the same boat with Hot Fuzz.
Oh, so it's really good,
sad, miserable boat. He just didn't get it. 1981 is the year, of course. He calls this movie episodic, and he also says that... this movie has some hilarity.
Oh.
Some hilarity. It's got ice or cream in the title, and the
fucking
the number of names he lists are seven names. How many names do you think it'll take you to get it, Edgar Wright?
Now I'm unsure. It wasn't what I thought it was. So I'm going to say, seven names?
Seven, yeah.
I'll go for four names.
All right. That's a pretty amazing bid. Really put Simon in a position.
In for a penny, in for a pound. That's a British expression.
It doesn't mean anything there either, right?
You know, right? None of them do. That's the big joke. None of them do. In for a dime, in for a dollar.
In for a scream, in for a holler.
I like that you immediately went effeminate.
I know.
Yeah, I did too.
The only way I can do it is like this. Don't ask me why. I'll say three. Fuck it, why not? Come on. I'll do it in three.
All right, so Nick can bid lower or force Simon to name it. If he doesn't name it, you'll get the point.
Yeah, well, I can't go lower, so I'm going to say... is there something I have to say?
Name it, Simon.
Simon, name it.
Name that movie.
All right, stop shouting at me. You're not directing my life. He thinks he is.
Direct your own life.
Get off our backstreet. Simon,
I'd like you to name that movie.
Right.
Oh, that works. You got him to do it right. How many names?
Three.
Here you go.
Will you put High Admiral Lord Puppington on this?
Yes, I will.
I want to see him. And all his pomp. With his puppy pomp.
Sandra Bernhard was in this movie. Dr. Timothy Leary.
What?
Yeah. And Stacy Keach. From 1981. Nick's gonna get his first point.
It's not what I thought it was gonna be. Ice and cream. No, I have no idea.
The rest of the names are Paul Rubens, Evelyn Guerrero, Thomas Chong, and Cheech Marin. Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams.
Oh, way. I was thinking ice and cream. I didn't think you meant nice.
No, ice. It's in there.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the word ice or cream.
You're booing that Nick Frost just got his first point in his first game. This isn't UFC, you guys.
So it has to be. Wait. Oh, okay.
So
we're done with that category.
I was misled.
Don't dwell
I feel
on
my
it.
I've let my dog down, and I feel like
shit gets tricky sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You serve. I was immediately reeling off every K-9 Navy down.
Edgar gets to pick again.
Why?
I was immediately listing off in my head every ice. I couldn't think of any cream ones.
I thought of ice pirates.
Ice pirates and green ice. I was thinking ice pirates.
Ice pirates.
It's green ice. No, it's
What's
not.
Green ice?
Green ice is a terrible like heist film with Ryan O'Neill and Ann Archer. Green ice.
Wow.
Because they're stealing emeralds.
Of course they are.
The film Blue Ice with Michael Caine is about urine coming down from an airplane toilet.
Is it?
That is true. That's true.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah. There's a scene in there where he talks about one of his friends being killed from above by blue eyes.
Can I do it?
Yeah. He was just there. He was standing in the garden. And then all of a sudden, a shard of ice killed him. It was bloody blue!
Edgar gets to pick, then we go to Nick.
Okay.
Because I like everything to rhyme. At Twitok, T-W-I-T-O-K, Twitok, suggested 9-inch nails, and that's movies that have a crucifixion scene in them. At Savies Sar, I don't know what that means, S-A-V-I-E-S, Sar, S-A-R, suggested Rock Bottom.
Oh.
And that's Dwayne Johnson movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less.
Can we say? We can't say.
We should say.
We just got an email from The Rock because he watched the movie. He tweeted about the film twice, which is amazing. For somebody who follows no people on Twitter, he has like 5 million, and he tweeted about the trailer twice, and then we were really excited for him to see the movie because in the movie, you do 2 different moves by The Rock.
I do, at one point in the film, I perform a rock bottom. Nick executes what's beautifully referred to as
the most electrifying move in sports entertainment, the people's elbow.
So we sent it to Dwayne Johnson in Budapest to watch, and he loved it. So maybe we should...
sent us the sweetest email, and we got so giddy with excitement. Nick and me used to watch the WWF back when it was the World Wildlife Fund.
Until Vince McMahon stabbed that panda to death. Yeah. And then I had to change it.
We used to sit in our front room, just completely baked, watching WWE and trying to replicate the moves.
Doing the eyebrow.
Doing the eyebrow and stuff. I actually literally broke Nick's thumb once when he chokeslammed me onto his bed. Not as a prelude to intercourse.
Although we did have intercourse.
Best start out like that.
Best makeup sex ever, wouldn't it?
But so for The Rock to email us was a lovely thing. Anyway, let's go on with the game.
That could be a favorite to do.
Your third choice is Les Miserables.
Yeah.
And that's movies with either happy, fun, or joy in the title. What, and like, so the fact that fun is in the title, it could be funny people.
All right.
Just to, so you guys don't fall for that again.
Yeah, I fell on that fucking sword, didn't I?
Yeah, so happy, fun, or joy.
I think we got to go for the rock bottom, haven't we?
I think you do after that tearful...
Are you meant to ask us?
No, I'm going to go for rock bottom.
Yeah. It's supposed to be his decision.
I just want to, if we're doing it, I just want to do it right. That's all.
Yeah. He's supposed to be ruthless. I don't know what he's doing.
Rock bottom.
Direct yourself.
Would you like a Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie from 2005 or 2001?
Let's go 2001.
He did it again, Simon.
I did it again.
Every time. 1.5 stars from Leonard. Yeah, that's below 2. 2001. He says about this movie that it was it's long. and he also says that it is I don't want to give it away. These all these words let you know exactly what it is, I think. He says that it's the movie's made up entirely of climaxes.
I've seen a film
that's a pretty strong. That's a pretty strong
White House clue.
And
it's on my hotel pay-per-view. I saw it last night. It was great.
And he lists 9 names. How many names do you think you'll take to name it, Edgar?
I could go -1.
I wish I had a pen and a piece of paper.
He went -1, Nick.
So you know it.
So he's very confident.
So I at this point then, because I clearly don't, I couldn't beat him with that, then I should have to say, Edgar, name the film.
Name the movie.
Don't worry.
I'll fucking Edgar, name the movie in a minute.
He has to name it, and he has to name the top billed performer in the movie. And he has to get the title exactly right.
This is a wild guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say the movie is The Mummy Returns with Brendan Fraser.
We've got a new Sam Levine on our hands. Who claims it's a guess. While very confident. But yeah, there's like the whole review, just everything he says just absolutely gives it away. Big dumb sequel. That would have given it away.
I've never actually seen that one, you know?
Oh, really?
I only saw the first one.
I like the first one.
I
was on board, sure.
That was his breakout role, wasn't it? It was the Scorpion King, wasn't it?
The Scorpion King.
Yeah, The Rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. That was one of the other clues. I couldn't say, oh, it was followed by the Scorpion King. Sort of give it away. But that means that since Simon wasn't involved that time, he gets to pick the next category. Okay. And he's still not on the board yet. And since Nick challenged Edgar, Nick will go second. And which of these categories would you like to play? Simon, would you like Peter Shrinklage? That's movies where someone gets shrunk. feminist movement, that's movies that where you see a woman on a toilet. And after all this frivolity, this seems inappropriate, but I'm going to say it anyway. Rest in peace, Elmore Leonard passed away, but we had to do a category. And by we, I mean, it's just me that makes these decisions.
Elmore Leonard is the greatest.
The best.
Yeah.
Justified's my favorite TV show right now, and he's done lots of great movies, none of which I'm going to mention because that's a category. Movie adaptations of the works of Elmore Leonard. Which one of those would you like to play? Someone Gets Drunk, Lady on a Toilet, the great Elmore Leonard. What a tribute this is to him.
I feel if I picked the Ladies on the Toilet one, it would be a real snub to Elmore Leonard, who deserves a lot more than that. So I think out of deference to the great man, I think we should go with Elmore's category.
Okay. Would you like an Elmore Leonard movie where you see a woman on a toilet from, I don't know, probably not, 1988 or 1995?
Let's go with 88. Let's do an Edgar.
Okay. 2.5 stars for this adaptation.
Smashed it.
Elmore Leonard. I vehemently disagree with that rating. I'll tell you that. I won't say which way, but it's off. He says about this movie that...
Do you think it's off, lower, or higher?
There are no questions allowed, sir.
Sorry.
He mentions that Samuel L. Jackson appears unbilled in this movie. And he also says that
the movie has an appealing cast. And he lists 9 names. How many names? Simon Pegg.
I'll name it in 8.
Nick?
Well, technically speaking, then, I mean, that's Simon showing. I'm just trying to feel out how the game's played.
Mm-hmm.
And there is more than one way to skin a cat. So, I mean, what
he knows
I should
that better
do,
than anyone.
Yeah, I looked at him.
There's a knife or your teeth.
The what?
2 ways to skin a cat.
We'll be right back. So, I mean, when you say 8, I'm thinking well, you're not very confident.
No, I'm not. I chose it more because I feel like Elmore Leonard deserves a nod tonight, not because I'm particularly au fait with his film.
Sure.
Are people still here? Yes.
But if you give him all 8 names, or 8 names, there's only 1 name missing, so he's going to get a lot of cast members.
Yeah.
So if I were you...
Yeah.
I would just... and also not very confident... I would just knock off 1 name, say 7 names. That's what I would do.
But then does it go to Edgar?
Yeah, and he could say name it, but you're going to get 7 names out of 9.
Yeah.
Or he'll say -7 or 2 or whatever he's planning on doing over there.
All right, I will say Simon, name the movie.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I do... That is good strategy, actually, because it'll just cause a 3-way tie, and it will not be over if Simon manages. If Simon gets this, he'll get the point.
Patronize us.
You guys have to rush off to a gallery opening.
That's right. Yeah, that's how we roll.
So we can't dick around all night because you're going to a gallery. I'm going to go too. I love the idea of it. How long is the exhibit going to be there?
I think
there?
It's on for 3 weeks, yeah. Gallery 1988 on Melrose.
And it's all art that's inspired by movies from the Cornetto trilogy.
No, it's more than that. It's everything that I've directed.
Anything so you've done
Spaced,
at all.
Like Hot Fuzz, Shaun, Scott Pilgrim, World's End, Don't, my Grindhouse trailer.
Sure, sure.
So it's kind of basically everything. It's amazing. We went down earlier on. It's kind of overwhelming. Anyway, back to the game.
Someone did a tapestry of Edgar during this podcast. While he directed my life.
Here's your 7 names, Simon. Nancy Allen.
8.
What?
I said 8.
Yeah,
you
said 8.
I kind of want to give you 7.
Okay.
No, didn't... who bid first? You did. You took all the names, didn't you? Oh, you knocked one off.
I said 8, and then he said...
It was his go.
He could have gone 7.
Okay. 8 names, sorry. You're right, Edgar. You didn't say anything. Just all that stuff about every movie you've directed.
All that stuff about yourself.
Nancy Allen, Catherine Keener, Don Cheadle, Albert Brooks, Dennis Farina,
yeah.
Also recently passed, great actor, Steve Zahn, Ving Rhames, and Jennifer Lopez.
You got this.
In.
He's got this.
Out of sight.
That's correct.
Nice.
We have a 3-way tie.
Nice.
Not that it matters, because you still got a bet. Am I going crazy, or did you say 1988?
What did I say?
1988. It doesn't matter. He still got it. You were 10 years off.
Oh, yeah, he did say 1988.
I did. I even looked at it twice, like, to double check. But I was looking at that last 8. It was concerning me. All right, I'll call the corrections department as soon as we get out of here. So who was left out of that one? That was Edgar again got left
Edgar
out.
Edgar was left out.
And... Nick challenged Simon, so it's going to go Edgar and then Nick. And Edgar gets to pick. We Shot a Zoo. Of course, it's movies that have hunting in them. I enjoy this category. Will Smith Loves Pussy. And that's films where Will Smith saves a cat. Yeah, it's happened more than once. And Rocky's Horrible Picture Show.
Oh.
And that's the films of Sylvester Stallone that got 2 stars or less from Leonard.
Oh, I gotta go Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah? You think you know everything there is to know about him?
No. A little.
1.5 stars. The year is 1992.
or 1882. One and a half stars. He says about this movie that it has one joke, and it's thoroughly obnoxious. So I've probably said too much. And he lists eight names.
I'm going to go negative one.
Oh. Yeah, you are. So, Nick, oh, bless you. Someone is allergic to defeat.
Well, I can't beat Edgar on that, so I'm going to say Edgar. Name the movie.
Yeah, maybe he's wrong.
It's Stop and My Mum Will Shoot with Sylvester Stallone.
Actually, Estelle Getty got top billing.
You're kidding.
I am. You got it. Edgar wins. We'll be back with more of Foregone Conclusion Theater.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're so good at this game. It's crazy. Yeah, you got to come back.
I'll be back.
Just play to play. You don't have to be promoting a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, just play, man. We'll have you on with Werner Herzog and Sam Roker. Levine.
Nice. Last time I was on was with Werner and Sam Levine. It was thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah, there you go.
Werner was an incredible presence.
Did he do that thing where he lays on the stage and he jumps up onto his feet? Because he did that one time. Podcast listeners loved it. What was I going to say? I had something good. Who won the prize bag? Quindiana.
Quindiana Jones won a lot of swag.
Quindiana?
Well done.
Come get that bag.
Well done.
Congratulations.
There we go. I hope you like us.
Hey, man. Thank you. That's yours.
What are we, shit?
Oh, he's taking me. Hey, listen.
He wants it all back.
You throw me the idol, I'll throw you the whip. That's how I would have played that part. I would have been more casual about it. Dr. Octopus was so over the top even back then. What do you guys got to plug? You got a movie coming out?
The movie comes out on Friday. There's at several cinemas across the country on Thursday night, the 22nd. There are screenings of all three of the movies: Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End on the big screen.
Wind up to it, yeah.
So check your.
I liked how they did that for Iron Man. I really want to sit through Iron Man 2 again, right before Iron Man 3.
Well, but there's quite a few cinemas that are doing it. Some of them are sold out already.
Yeah, that's three great movies in a row, and I would just be everyone's going to be
for one ticket price.
Everyone's going to be like going insane by the time the third one starts with excitement.
Pace yourself. Don't drink for the first two, otherwise you'll be asleep by the third one. What I mean is, I'd be asleep.
I slept through Elysium the first time I tried, and I went back and I liked it.
You got the new series of Game of Thrones coming up, haven't you, Jon Snow?
That's right.
Back to the Night's Watch for you.
Back to the Night's Watch. I still miss Egret, though.
Oh, well, I would.
This Friday, though, you guys are going to be around for a Q&A at the...
That's right, AMC Century City, 7:15. I'm not sure if it's sold out yet. You should check that. But AMC Century City,
if it's not, snap them up, you guys. Yeah.
We'll be there. This will be our last $1,000 Q&A.
A ticket.
Our last Q&A.
I can't. I'm looking to. So it'll be after the movie.
Yes.
Because I want to ask you questions about some stuff deep in the movie.
Deep in the movie. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Like, why did you have to go and? I'm gonna blow it right there. Yeah. So that's this Friday night, and then at midnight on Friday, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of the most recent version of Evil Dead, the 2003 Evil Dead, with people involved in the production. On microphones.
Oh my god.
Yeah, did you see that?
I did see that.
I haven't seen it yet, but everybody just says it's just insanely, it's very violent.
It came out fairly recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is incredibly bloody. It's amazing that the MPAA passed this.
And super vomity too, right?
Lots of vomiting. What's that word if you're allergic?
Emetophobe.
Yeah. A emetophobe should not see Evil Dead.
Yeah, yeah. I warned them about it even though I haven't seen it. And that's also Friday night. I think it might be sold out, though, so I don't even know why I'm talking about it. But if you guys are... that's why I brought it up. If you guys are not, all tuckered out from all your promotional duties, you should come to that.
I'm having a midnight Nuru massage on Friday, so I'm pretty much going to take it.
What?
I'm on the road a long time, and it's just nice to have a...
Explain what a neuromassage is.
It's just a naked massage using a like a rare enzyme that they find in the bottom of the sea. And they come round, and they put it with water, and it forms a jelly. And then he takes his clothes off and just slides all over me like a lovely big fat worm. It's very relaxing.
Could you pass those Whoppers?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
They really don't have... I thought you were joking around. They really did write a shithead on the back. I guess I could say serving size 18 pieces is a shithead. Oh, there you go.
That's
it. Got it on a post-it. Oh, that's a good one.
I know what mine one was as well, if you need to.
Oh, you have a shithead?
No, the other guy had one.
Yeah, but he won all the prizes.
Oh, okay, fine, whatever.
He's had enough.
You're gonna figure out how this works someday. Thank you guys for being here. One more round of applause for
Edgar
Wright, Simon Pegg, and Nick Cross.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I let you down.
Oh, I guess we should give that back to him. Or is,
no.
that, is that Simon's to keep?
No. You got to put that back in your mom's bedside drawer.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It does.
What?
It does have a switch on the bottom.
I want the master and commander puppy.
They really should make all the master and commander characters into into dog statues.
Be amazing.
Some of them holding violins, right? Yeah. They played a lot of violin in that.
A little poodle with scurvy.
Everybody must. Can we all make a pact that we're all going to see World's End on Friday? Don't fuck around.
Thank you.
And as always, Jim Carrey for not promoting Kick-Ass 2 is a shithead. I'm kind of on board with that. And of course, from, what's the dog's name?
Lord High Admiral Puppington.
He says, Al Roker is a shithead.
Now it's time for them to watch each other talking. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause